Hello, welcome to the Lean Podcast with Jason Daniel Afolabi. And right now, I'm going to be talking about how that building your faith is important for your healing. So last week, we talked about how that it was God's will to heal the sick. It is God's will to heal the sick. And we saw that how that Jesus healed the leprous man. You know, the leprous man asking Jesus, if it is your will for me to be healed. And Jesus said, it's my will, be healed. And you know, the man got healed. And we also see how that in Acts 10 verse 38, Peter talking about Jesus, how that Jesus Christ, you know, was anointed by God and went about doing good and healing all those oppressed of the devil. So Jesus went about healing because it was God's will. God anointed him for that. So he went about doing that because he was doing what was in line with God's will. So it is God's will to heal the sick. That's what we have established. But one thing a lot of people, you know, have not also come into the knowledge of is that when it comes to healing, your faith is also involved. You know, your faith is also involved. What do you believe about healing? You know, what you believe about healing affects what you receive about healing. What you believe affects what you receive about healing. Meaning that it's not when you are sick you now start to try to build your faith for healing. Your faith for healing has to be built before you are sick. How do I mean? Meaning that you get the right knowledge on healing. You know, get the right knowledge on healing. A lot of people don't listen to healing messages or messages on divine health or divine healing. You know, chill is until when they get sick, they want to listen to that. But what you fail to understand is that you have to build your faith. You know, you have to build your faith. Building your faith means that you have to understand and you have to understand and grow in conviction on the subject of healing in God's word. You have to understand and grow in conviction on the subject of healing in God's word. You know, and that's very important. That's very important. You don't begin to believe God for healing when you are sick, because what will happen is that when you begin to believe God when you are sick, like when you begin to believe God when you fall ill, what will happen is that your faith might not be so effective, or your faith might not be effective at all. And it is not effective at all, not because God is not willing to heal you, or not because God, you know, decided not to heal you, but because you've not taken your time to build your faith. So your faith for healing has to be built. You have to read God's word on healing, know what God's word says about healing. You know, have a holistic view of what God's word say about healing, because that's the way your faith can be effective. That's one of the ways your faith can be effective. And you know, a lot of people, for example, you've not believed God for, you know, for a little headache. You had a little headache and you don't believe God for it, you know, and you now begin to probably experience migraine. They want to believe God for migraine. What will happen is that your faith will flop and your faith will fail, because you've not taken time to trust God for the little things. You've not trusted God for the little headache. You've not trusted God for the little body pains. Then how do you think you cannot trust God for migraine and see results? How do you think you cannot trust God for cancer and see results? So what you need to understand is that you have to build your faith for healing. You know, you have to build your faith for healing. The same way I will not just go to the gym and start carrying, for example, a 50 kg, you know, or do a 50 kg bench press because, you know, I've not been to the gym before. I won't do that to myself, because what will happen when I do that is that I will break my body down. It's the same way faith works. So you can't just decide that, you know, I've not believed God for body pains, I've not believed God for headache, I've not believed God for little infections, then I'll start believing God for cancer. Understand that you also have to build your faith. You know, as you begin to believe God for the little headache, you know, your faith is getting built up. Then you that believe God for the little headache can now believe God for migraine, you can now believe God for cancer, and you know, and see results in those aspects. Why? Because you've trained your faith and you've developed your faith, you've built your faith, you've understood God's word on healing, and not just understand it, but you've put it into practice consistently. So that's something you should learn to do. Put, you know, don't just, you know, listen to God's word about healing, listen to it, but also believe God for healing. Whenever you're sick, as much as you also, you know, take medication and, you know, go and see the doctor, but believe God for your healing also, because God is willing to heal you, but God cannot heal you without your faith. Your faith also plays a very important role in your healing. So it's something you need to learn, and there's something you need to grow in. So today, grow in your faith for healing. You know, like one of the things that this podcast is doing is to grow your faith in healing. That's one of the contribution of this podcast. So you need to keep listening to things like this so that you can grow in your faith for healing. I know now you're challenged, and you know you want to believe God for the little things, the little body pains, yes, start from there. That's a good point to start. That's a good place to start. And the good thing is that as you start from there, you will see that your faith for healing will increase, and be able to believe God for much more, and God will come true, because God honors faith. God honors faith. Thank you, Father, for everyone that has listened to this and has decided that today they're going to work, they're going to develop their faith for healing. Thank you, Father, for everyone that has decided that. Thank you, Father, for by your power they follow through that decision. And Lord, I pray for anyone under the sound of my voice right now that is sick. I declare over you that the power of God comes upon you, and I declare you healed in the name of Jesus. That you are healed in your body, you are healed in your bone, you are healed in your muscle, you are healed in your tissue. That wherever the sickness may reside, in form of whatever, in form of a demonic oppression, whatever it might be, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and I declare healing in your body. I declare healing in your bones. Thank you, Father, for this done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I trust this has blessed you, and I trust this has taught you and, you know, and inspired you such that you want to start, you know, building your faith for healing. You know, please do. And also, don't forget to reach out to me at the healingpodcastjda@gmail.com. You know, at gmail.com. I'll be looking forward to your testimonies, looking forward to your questions. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.